A day of inspiration is a day where we get the opportunity to look back at some of the great work being done in the community by community living. In this case, we are chatting with Executive Director of Community Living Quinte West, Ian Harper. And Ian, I've got a couple of questions that I want to get your take on. And first and foremost, how long have you worked with Community Living Quinte West?
I've been here just over 3 years. I've been a non-profit executive director for, this is now 39 years. So, and I've worked in youth corrections, community counseling, and the military.
Right.
And I came to Community Living Quinte West 3 years ago. Just to move the organization into a more public-facing organization.
Can you give me an overview of the services Community Living provides?
We have about 50 employees. We run residential services. We have 4 group homes.
Okay.
We serve a total of 19 people in our residential group homes, and we have 1 respite bed at our Lafferty Lodge location, and which is very busy, where we try to help out Community Living Prince Edward, Community Living Belleville Pathways, and up as far as Community Living Maydock Cope. When they need to get somebody into respite, we try to accommodate them. So that's our group home side of things.
Okay.
We have our supported independent living program, which are people that live on their own but require support.
What would you say are your biggest challenges right now?
One of the big challenges we're having right now is staffing. There just aren't the people applying. That's our biggest problem right now, is finding people that want to work. And it's a really good starting wage, to be quite honest. It's around $27 an hour, but we just can't get people to apply.
What has been your biggest accomplishment during your tenure?
Well, I think really getting the respite center zoned. When I first came here, talking with my management team and getting the lay of the land, I think respite was identified as an issue. So we had our head office on Canal Street, which is buried on the fringes of a kind of like a light industrial area, and people just didn't know who we are. They don't know who we are. We would get into conversations, and I found that people say, "Is that ARC Industries?" And it was like, yes, a long time ago it was ARC Industries, but that hasn't been around for 20 years. And we were tucked away in this light industrial area. And so we, in the last 3 years, have moved to right downtown Trenton on Front Street, right across from Tommaso's restaurant.
Ian Harper, Executive Director of Community Living Quinte West.